Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into the third hour of this Tuesday, the 20th day of January 04 broadcast. I want to get back into Walmart attacked for locking in overnight workers at its stores, even when they're injured, trying to make them sign documents. U.S. doctor claims clone implanted. Critics ask why flu shot doesn't match strain. Mercury in vaccine found in over 250 times higher than recommended. That's just some of what we're going to get into, and I want to go back into Building 7. The owner of the World Trade Center, Mr. Silverstein, has now admitted that they gave the orders to have the Building 7 demolished that afternoon. And a detailed analysis is at PrisonPlanet.com with video clips, audio clips, government documents, firefighter transcripts, and we're adding even more. So we'll go back into that this hour and re-air those clips and come out with some other revelations we have not yet even gotten to. Right now, let's get to these loaded phone lines. Let us talk to Tom in Arkansas, then Albert, Ron, Barney, and others. Tom, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear from you.
Your previous caller mentioned what I believe is the most important point that's come up just lately when he says that the buildings were condemned a few months before September 11th.
And that did come out. They were fighting the condemn order because of the asbestos.
I've sent you a transcript on this, and my notes are posted at rents.com under WT7 pulled by Silverstein, FDNY. But the question, were the towers pulled too?
Well, you send that to Paul, and we'll get that posted in there as well.
Been trying to send it to Paul. I seem to be getting about as much trouble on my DSL connection as you had yesterday, but we'll go over that later. In 1989, I moved to New York City as an architectural photographer, and I was very excited to get an assignment to photograph the Twin Trade Towers. I walked in the building, and believe me, I had no business at all in the building because I did exterior photos. My assignment was specifically to photograph the relationships between the buildings. So the original architect had plenty of pictures of the pretty towers. He wasn't interested in that. He only wanted to know what the site looked like. For me, that was a weird assignment. I took it. I needed the money. But I walk in the building completely by mistake, and the guards came up to me, and they said, you need to go to the meeting upstairs. And I found that very surprising. I looked down at the little register where he said I was supposed to go, and I thought, well, this seems a little odd, but, you know, I'll play these guys, whatever. They take me up to a room, and they have a very strange covert operation going on. All the room has tape on the floor. All the people's desks have been boxed. I see a group of about 12 guys in black suits. And all these architects, and they, you know, we're just sort of normal guys in blue jeans and loose ties. And they made every one of these architects sign off on this project. They had a waiver, and it said, you promise never to tell that you've ever been involved in anything involved in this building. That alone scared me a lot, and it kind of, you know, put me through a sort of weird position with my business. I like working for little architects who pay in cash and nice guys, you know. So they escorted me out of the building after making me sign a form. I learned some things from those architects as well as from my original client. And I put all of this in a pretty well-stated transcript everyone can read. But the key here is that you guys seem to miss is that this is an aluminum building, and the way the building was built, where the steel members adjoined to the vertical structure of the two buildings, there was an electrolytic exchange that was simply unsolvable. So the buildings were technically condemned in 1989, and I'm not too way into politics like a lot of you other folks, but I think Daddy Bush might have been involved at that point in terms of politics. And the more I read, the more I learn that really the reason these buildings were destroyed was to destroy records, court records.
Well, there's always they always do things for multiple reasons, but you've got the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service moved in next door, the State and City Command Center in Building 7, and they get rid of that one, too. Very interesting, sir. I'll check out your info and maybe have you on as a guest, okay?
Please, I'd love to.
Okay, thank you. We'll be back with more calls, more news.
got $3 in your pocket, won $1 million in term life insurance coverage, call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We've been talking for most of the last 2 days about Silverstein on a PBS program called America Rebuilding, where the owner of the WTC, the controller of it, talks about how on September 11th, Building 7 had caught fire. They, quote, didn't want any more loss of life, so they made the decision to pull it, gave the order to pull it, and then watch the building collapse. And then people hear that, some do, it's a small minority, and go, well, maybe he gave the order to pull it, to demolish it, but then it fell by itself, or it's incredible. Just go to PrisonPlanet.com, go to InfoWars.com, and get the full report with all the documentation. Read over this, watch the clips, listen to them. It is riveting. And I'm going to go over that, recap it, read the article, play some of the clips before this show ends today. I've got a bunch of other news I want to get to, and a ton of callers who want to talk about the WTC situation. Let's go ahead and talk to Albert in Colorado. Albert, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I read the posting of your previous caller, Tom, at the rents.com website.
Yes.
And it was attached to the article you had on your website by Jeremy Baker.
Yes.
Who is this Jeremy Baker person?
I've got the website here in front of me. They've done some good work. It's a Patriot website.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it, sir?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. A couple days ago, over the weekend, Saturday night, this article had just been posted, and I listened to the clips. Then I went on the PBS website, and there indeed was the description of the film. Then yesterday we played the clips, talked about it. Then we put the video clip up on the website when we found that and went over it. And then we have all, and then of course we have our memories from that day. I heard ABC News Radio driving in my car, so they may decide to demolish this burning building, and for everyone's safety. Well, why does demolishing a building cause safety if a building's on fire? I guess they meant it couldn't spread to other buildings. And then later we were told after it fell and the seismographs picked up explosions that no, the fires did that too. We're supposed to go, okay, well, a plane didn't hit this building. A steel building, a modern steel building's ever collapsed from fires. And now three of them have done it. And so this Silverstein thing just adds credibility to that. And I suggest you go to prisonplanet.com and read the article for yourself and watch the clips. Let us go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You know, it was reported in local New York papers just prior to 9/11 that the owners of the Twin Towers were having financial problems. That was a story here several times in weeks and months prior to the 9/11 incident. Secondly, I mean, anybody with common sense, any people who've even seen the recreational demolitions of old hotels in Las Vegas will know. You just don't put some charges, you don't hastily put some charges in a big building and bring it down. That takes days, if not weeks, of very carefully planned work. And I doubt that they ran in there in a matter of a few hours in the midst of a building that was on fire and placed those charges to bring that down. That is strange. Secondly, correct. They said the reason the Twin Towers fell is because of the heat generated by jet fuel. However, Building 7 wasn't contaminated with jet fuel. They said it went on fire because debris fell from a larger building onto the smaller building. Secondly, the jet fuel argument. Now, if the jet fuel generates temperatures between 1,000 and 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, as they say it did, and that's what brought down the Twin Towers, then how come immediately in the area where the jets had penetrated and breached the Twin Towers, where you would think there would be the most jet fuel.
There's photos of tenants leaning out. We have the transmission tapes posted. The feds first claimed it didn't exist, but now admitted. They claim it are national security. People can't have it, but the firefighters leaked it, where the firefighters are up there saying the fires are almost out.
Alex, the pictures of people hanging over the edge of the breach where the plane had penetrated the building, there's a very famous picture of a blonde-haired woman looking over the edge of the damage. If it was 1 to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit in there, you wouldn't live for a nanosecond.
Well, jet fuel, the hottest it can burn, it is at 1,200, and it takes 1,800 to 1,900 to melt steel. The point is, Building 7 didn't even catch fire for hours. It was small fires. We have photos and video of that.
It was smoldering, right. There weren't raging flames. I saw it right here. I lived practically here.
But you live in New York. Did you hear the reports I heard where they said they may demolish the building for safety?
And rather, I remember that. I remember that report as well as I remember my own birthday. I was watching it. Yes, CBS, ABC, and a very local news program we have in New York City called New York One. Yes, they all reported it, and I remember the part you played with Dan Rather. I remember it identically.
Well,
I remember it. How could people act obtuse like they didn't see this? You know, this is the sick part. And another crazy thing, too, I know people, I've had friends that were killed there, and I know people that survived. They escaped the building. Do you know that the ignorant security guards were actually telling people who were able to get out and flee to go back into the building and wait to be rescued by the authorities?
Been ordered to do that by the command center in Building 7. That's come out. But Giuliani escaped hours before it even started and says he was told to leave. I mean, this is a sloppy job.
Telling somebody to go back into a burning building, hey, Alex, man, I did law enforcement and I did the security guard thing. The one thing you know is if you got a burning building, the sooner you could get people out,
they evacuate buildings. If somebody drops some laundry detergent, they think it's anthrax.
You know, this
but planes, the planes are smashing into buildings. They were on loudspeakers in the security system telling people to get to stay in the building after the second plane hit. That's the Associated Press.
No, it's not just the Associated Press, Alex. We had a guy, he's been on television, he's a gentleman of East Indian extraction who survived. They told him to go back in. He testified at my church, one block from my house. Okay. The guy said it. They were told to go back in. He was completely in the clear and safe, and he was told to go back in, and only by the grace of God did he ultimately survive. Now, that's insane. Why would you give orders to tell people to
run back?
Well,
did he follow the order to go back in the burning building?
Yeah, he did.
I'd take a charge of striking an officer. I'm going through him. I'm not going back in a burning building.
If it was me, guess what? That officer would have had my shoe print on his face. I ain't going to die for nobody in that way. But they did, like cows, like cattle. They obeyed obediently.
Well, that sounds pretty Al-Qaeda-ish. You're saying an officer tells you to go back in a burning building, you'd say no. Are you with Al-Qaeda?
No.
Saying no to a god in a uniform is illegal.
Yeah, well, that's what most people thought, and guess what? Most of them went back in the building, and they did lose their lives.
Well, I guess dying's better than violating God's orders.
Yeah, violating a guard, G-U-A-R-D, not G-O-D.
Exactly, and I'm being sarcastic here, folks. That's the kind of cops that... Well, I mean, how would the cops even follow those orders? If I was a cop and they told me to keep people in a burning building, I would just ignore the order.
Well, that was a guard, security guard at the building that was doing that. However, if you have any moral conscience, sure, you would never tell innocent people to go back to their death.
Well, that's another point. Why were the valiant police and firefighters running in and they thought it was going to collapse? Firefighters knew things don't collapse like that.
They didn't think it was going to collapse. Many of the uniform services got...
They had the first firefighters up on the 70th to the 80th floor. What was it, over 50 of them? They were reporting the fires were almost out. Get up here. We need to save people. The elevators are messed up.
And they didn't know it was going to collapse.
And then hundreds of firefighters ran in, and then that's when they hit the button and the whole thing blew up.
And when most of them were well into the building, what happened is the structure then started to decompose, if you will, and that's how they got caught in the building. They didn't know as they ran through the doors that building was going to collapse. Alex, it's kind of weird. I mean,
there were firefighters who survived in the basement and got pulled out who were in pockets. And they said, yeah, bombs were going off. Got to let you go, Ron.
Okay,
thank
Alex,
you.
One last
Ron,
question.
Got to let you go. Got to let you go. Got to let you go. Let's go ahead and talk to Barney in Maryland. Barney, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, back in the 50s, I was a building inspector for Baltimore City. The owners and the fire department did not have the authority to pull the buildings, only building inspection. I would like to see New York City's rules and regulations for such a contingency.
That's a good idea. We can find the rules on demolishing a building during time of emergency in the city code. We need to post that at prisonplanet.com.
Yeah, no government agent would take the responsibility for a job of such magnitude without drawing the specifications and a permit. And also, if the impact on the towers was great enough to cause the collapse of the building, why didn't the buildings topple like a tree that was notched on or a wall that had been breached by an explosion?
Exactly. Thank you, Barney. Great points. We're going to break, come back, cover some more news on the flu shot that they're giving you is deadly. This is mainstream news, folks. And the cloning and the Walmart having its employees as prisoners. That's New York Times. I reported on this a year ago out of the Associated Press. You can have a broken arm, cut your arm off. They make you sign documents waiving things before you can go to the hospital with their little armed guards. That's coming up and a lot more. Then we'll get back to Dino and everybody else who's patiently holding. Before I end this segment, I want to tell you about the Aaronizer that John Stadtmiller offers, and he sells at the lowest prices. It's a 50-year-old company. It isn't an ozone machine. It shoots out hyperoxygen, complex oxygen molecules. You know, oxygen's what eats holes through steel in an open field. But your house doesn't have that in it. It's stagnant, dead air. This pumps out good oxygen. And it really kills germs, you name it. They've got them, from stuff that'll do a room to systems that'll do a factory, 2-year warranty. The Aeronizer makes your environment healthier. The Aeronizer unleashes the power of the thunderstorm to purify the air, making your environment cleaner and healthier. The patented Aeron generator creates a special electrical corona that energizes the oxygen in the air, similar to the effect of a discharge of a lightning bolt. You know that smell after a thunderstorm? The Aeronizer simply accelerates the process nature uses to break down air pollutants, leaving the air smelling fresh and clean without using chemical fragrance or costly filters. The Aeronizer is great for removing a multitude of indoor pollutants and allergens, from cooking to pet and smoke odors to paint fumes and toxic gases. The Aeronizer charges and changes airborne particles and precipitates or removes from the air you breathe. The Aeronizer also destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, pollens, and fungus, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. See, pure oxygen does that, folks. Very corrosive to bacteria and stuff. Give Sandra a call right now. She's sitting there right now to take your order or to get a free catalog. They got great shortwave radios as well at great prices. 1-877-605-9200. Give them a call, folks. 877-605-9200. I'm here in their studio. And they're great folks. I co-host a show with John Saturdays from 1 to 4 as well. I'll give you that number and plug this a little bit more when we get back and then get into the news, 877-605-9200.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh, yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It is faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, finishing up, as I was babbling about the Aeronizer, it really is a great system. I have one in my house. Removes dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. Removes smoke, pet, cooking, and countless other unwanted odors from the air. And I'm in here in a studio right now with one running beside me. Removes smoke and other odors from clothes, carpets, furniture, drapes, etc. Oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases produced by household products and appliances. Folks, it goes on for page after page. You just need to give them a call, 877-605-9200. This is light years ahead of an ozone machine, 877-605-9200. We were getting calls, folks, missed the number I gave out. Okay, let's go. I tell you what, for the loaded phone lines, We'll go to your calls in a few minutes, okay? I got to get back into the other news that isn't WTC related for a little while, then we'll recap everything and take your calls in the next segment. First, we'll go to your calls, then we'll recap and play the clips again. Critics ask why flu shot doesn't match strain. WorldNet Daily, a huge 14-page report. This is why I like WorldNet Daily. They got a lot of neocon Bush worship there, but at the same time, they do hard-hitting reports like this one. Mercury in vaccine found to be 250 times higher than recommended. Now, we already announced this months ago. It had been in the news here or there, but this is a detailed report. And this is from Insight Magazine, the Washington Times. They carry the Insight Magazine. And WorldNet Daily, I mean, what's that mean, that Insight Magazine is now more hardcore than you are? Insight Magazine report. Early in the 20th century, an influenza known as the Spanish flu claimed the lives of an estimated 20 to 40 million people worldwide. It has been called the pandemic of 1918-1919, one of the most devastating in recorded history, claiming more lives than the Great War of from 1914 to 1918, World War I, and even topping the death toll of the Black Death or bubonic plague that swept from China in 1330 across the face of France and Europe well into 1352. Given the deadly history of the highly contagious flu virus, it comes as little surprise that governments and their public health agencies pay keen attention to influenza-like illness arising even in the most remote corners of the world, or that news organizations cover the topic with virulence rivaling that of the bug itself. And it goes into the 2003-2004 flu season has been remarkable in that it hit earlier than in recent years and forced government health officials. You know, they announced it'd be worse than they thought. And, oh, it'll be real bad this year, worse than we thought, and then it was, of course. Publicly to acknowledge that the influenza vaccine produced to protect against the virus doesn't protect against the strain of flu making its way across the country, leaving the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to tell the public, after all, the vaccine may provide some protection or lessen the symptoms. The operation words being used, may and some. After CDC spokesman has said that the vaccine doesn't offer foolproof protection, what may and some and foolproof mean in this context apparently is different to divine as it is for health officials accurately to predict the influenza strain circulating from year to year. The identification of the virus that is the target of the inoculation for year to year is based on a reported influenza-like illness throughout the world that a handful of international and government health agencies, including the World Health Organization and the CDC, monitor. And it says, periodically, a group of doctors and experts known as the Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee of the Food and Drug Administration meet to discuss the ambient cases. Usually, by May of each year, they vote on the strain of influenza virus from which to formulate the year's vaccine. Some years, the advisory committee picks the right virus, and sometimes, like this year, its guess is wrong. Again, it's a long 14-page article, but then it gets into the H3N2 strain doesn't even protect you. Why are they telling people to go out and take it? And then they discovered that the vaccine, my friends, has 250 times the safe level of mercury than even the regular dangerous vaccines that have mercury in it. And they're asking themselves, why is this happening? Why are they doing this? How can it be 250 times safe levels in one shot? Usually you got to take three or four shots, and you know, if you're a small baby, it overloads you with mercury. And it'll be, you know, 37, 39 times, and by your second round, hundreds of times over the safe level. One shot? 250 times safe level, and the article goes over that, and the CDC admits it. And when they ask him about it, why is the flu shot? It's not just this flu shot, it's the last few flu shots. Why is it so high in thimerosal? And the CDC won't say why. They just say, well, this level is toxic in anything else, but we're saying it's safe here. And they've tested all these kids that have the autism, and they always find elevated levels of mercury in the brain. So when we get back, I will read some of those quotes, and then I want to get into Walmart having its employees as prisoners, and more on the cloning and a few other articles, and then we'll go to Dino and Brock and Ian and John and Dan and everybody else. We got 30 minutes left. We'll come back, take some calls, cover this news, and then do a recap of the owner of the World Trade Center saying they blew up Building 7 that afternoon, that they demolitioned the building. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water, get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you too can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty, just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
And listen to this burns, insane comment burns, by the CDC. They admit that there's 250 times the safe level of mercury in the modern flu vaccine, despite the fact that that level isn't even needed as a preservative. They could use a lot less. Why is that, people are asking? The CDC website also states, based on guidelines established by the FDA, the EPA, and the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, no child will receive excessive mercury from childhood vaccines, regardless of whether or not their flu shot contains thimerosal as a preservative, close quote. That's like saying, if I shoot you in the head with a .45 Magnum, regardless of the fact that your brain splatter all over the wall and your heart stops beating and they put you in a pine box in the ground, you will not die from me shooting you in the head with a .45 Magnum 15 times. I mean, it's just more doublethink. It's insane. And they go on to admit, well, it's not really going to protect you this year's flu shot. Very, very interesting. Let me go over this article. I mentioned it, but I didn't detail it, and then we'll go to your calls. Walmart attacked for locking in overnight workers at its stores. Now, a year ago, it came out, there have been several stories on this, mainstream, that if you break your back on a forklift, if you break your arm, you cut your finger off, they do not, there's just security in there. at night and in the big distribution centers, but the stores as well, they don't let you leave. They walk over to you. They've even had people before who are knocked out, and they've held them for hours. Folks, this is documented. You're a prisoner. Well, yeah, they run 700 slave camps, according to the Wall Street Journal, in China alone. I mean, what do you expect? And I tell you, those employees, I never go to Walmart. I haven't been to Walmart in about a year, and all the stores were closed. I need a ball cap, because I wear a ball cap when I go to the gym to keep the sweat out of my eyes. And plus, people then don't recognize me from the TV show, and I get a workout in. And I went to Walmart the other night, okay? And I'm not going back. Again, it's like a Baptist sneaking in the liquor store, you know, and seeing their buddy from church when they walk out. That's what I felt like. I saw people that knew me. And say, don't come here. I run in, get my ball cap. This old lady just groveled to me at the checkout lane and how thankful she was to work at Walmart and all this stuff. And it's just sick, folks. And all those Made in America signs when nothing's made in America. I mean, you can't find stuff made in America there. It's all doublespeak. You know, they got the big signs up with the American flags, but nowhere is made in America. Walmart is so evil, folks. Walmart, I mean, I bought a hat from a slave camp. It said made in Mexico. But the hats I wanted were made in China. I had to look. There were two areas in the store that had ball caps, by the way, and I had to keep searching around. I ended up having to go to the sporting goods area and found a hat. So I hope they enjoy my Remington hat now. That was not made in China. Point is, it's just sick, folks. Walmart, believed to be the world's largest retailer, is under fire reportedly for locking in overnight workers at many of its stores, sometimes to the detriment of their own safety. The New York Times reported yesterday a number of cases in which employees were allegedly prevented from leaving a store when they were injured, unwell, or in some cases in Florida when a hurricane struck the area. Yeah, they said you can't leave. You got to stay here. Michael Rodriguez, who works at a Walmart store in Texas and waited an hour for colleagues to free him from beneath fallen machinery as they searched for a key, said, "It isn't right, and you have been bleeding to death, and they have you locked in." Folks, I've read the articles on air, again, Associated Press, you name it, over a year ago, where people have broken bones. People are bleeding to death, and they have the manager come and say, sign this waiver, which is total racketeering, folks. That is criminal. Walmart officials said a lock-in policy operated in some stores had come from up to 15 years. Oh, so we've had black slaves for 100, so it's okay. And I love how they do that. But they said the stores were either in high-crime areas or at risk for shrinkage, a euphemism for theft by employees. Nonetheless, the latest charges can only tarnish Walmart's image and strengthen its reputation as a company that combines sophisticated 21st-century retailing techniques and 19th-century-style treatment of its employees. With 2002 sales of $245 billion and employing more than 1.2 million people, Slave Mart, Death Mart, has grown from a small shop in Bentonville, northern Arkansas, to a global retail empire with over 4,500 outlets. These days, however, it is increasingly seen less as an American corporate legend and more of as a pace setter for the heartless new version of American capitalism. It's not capitalism. It's command and control. They run off slave camps, folks. In the past few years, the group has been embroiled in controversies ranging from complaints about poor pay and skimpy health care coverage for junior employees to allegations that it does not pay low-level workers for an extra hour in lieu of time off. I worked for 2 months one summer when I was 16. Or was it 17? I think it was 17. At a Walmart. Yeah, and then when I was 18, I worked at a golf course. I was all confused. I worked in auto parts. And my cousin worked in another auto parts store, so I thought it wouldn't be bad. You know, they had machinery to pull down the batteries and do everything. They'd pull up with a truck, and they'd have me climb up in the back of the truck with these leaky batteries. They were bad batteries. And they would, battery acid would get on me, and that's finally why I quit. And they had me load it in a shopping cart. And I was in great shape, folks. Somebody wasn't in great shape would be dead doing this. I mean, I moved just masses of those. I'd have to go load them in the racks, you know, climb up on a wooden ladder and put tires up in the racks. I mean, it was just crazy. The manager, one of the main reasons I quit, started pressuring me to stay a few hours to clock off and stay. Hey, clock off and sweep. And folks, this is like 14 years ago, 13 years ago. So imagine, and that's been the news. Type in, you know, Walmart sued over practice of forcing employees to work off clock. That's what they do, folks. I mean, it's just sick.
So you can go in and save $2. $2 on a, you know, bucket of popcorn or whatever garbage you're buying.
And I'm a hypocrite, too. I needed a hat. I can't stand on having a baseball cap. I only wear it when I go work out. Couldn't find my baseball cap. And so I went to Death Mart. I'm evil, too. We'll go back to news in a minute and recap the top stories. But right now, let's go to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. AJ, how are you?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Well, it's been a while. I haven't been calling in, but I've been following some of your stuff on the websites. I just have a couple of things and a question.
Sure. What's up?
You know, I don't think the economy is that hot out there because I'm sitting here without a job now for about, what's going on, 2 years, sir?
Well, they don't count people who are off the rolls as unemployed.
Exactly.
So as everybody goes off the rolls, they say stuff's better. But the bankruptcies are up and the foreclosures and the corporate and private debt. But don't worry about that. The stock market's at 10,500. Don't worry if the dollar's down by 42%.
Yeah, well, you know what? The thing that really gets under my skin, and I've had it with these guys. I'm talking about Bush and all of his comrades. Now we're going to spend $50 billion on one moonshot. Well, I said he without a job. It's very frustrating, friend, very frustrating to see these kind of people blow money. They have no sense of reality what's going on in the private sector. It's unbelievable, sir. I read your email on the Patriot 2 Act. I printed it off last week. That is amazing, Alex. That Patriot 2 Act is one of the most tyrannical things I have ever read. And that's law in America. You know, I'm
secretly arrest you for suspicion of committing any misdemeanor, and they can secretly execute you.
Yeah.
That's your freedom. No more Fourth Amendment, no more nothing. But it's just for terrorists. The definition of terrorism is all misdemeanors, Section 802 of the first Patriot Act.
Yeah. You know, it's beyond words that this is not being... Most Christians in America don't even know it's going on.
Rush Limbaugh says it's okay if the borders are wide open. A little gun control's okay. Yeah. Hey, what are you, a liberal?
Here's a problem, Alex. People are under mass deception. I'm going to say a name, or you probably heard of the guy. They'd rather go out and read a book by Tim LaHaye, which is straight-out Bible fiction, instead of reading these laws.
I have Christian friends, and I appreciate the call. Good point, sir. I'm sorry out of work. I have Christian friends who fought Bill Clinton with me, helped me expose Bill Clinton. They are now totally possessed by the Antichrist spirit. That's a good term for it. They giggle about microchips. They giggle about all the prisons. They giggle about loss of liberty. They say, this is our time. You know, Bush has got to be tough. We've got to beat the liberals. And we're going to be raptured soon. We're going to be raptured soon. Were they raptured out of Nazi Germany? Were they raptured out of Africa when the UN was killing them back in 94? You know, my whole point is we have a charge. We have a duty to fight evil. I mean, I've used the analogy. If I saw five thugs with big butcher knives attacking an old lady across the street and I didn't have any weapon, I would instantly surge forward to attack them. And I'm not sitting here talking about how tough I am. I'm just an instinctive, real person. And you know, I've done stuff like that, frankly. I don't talk about it on air. You know, that's what I do. Somebody starts attacking an innocent, I attack them. And it's real simple. And I found that fighting the info war is more effective than being physical, so that's what I do at this time. But, I mean, most people would count the cost or run back in their house and do nothing for the old lady. We hear about stories about a young woman in Canada and a major busy street beaten and raped by a lead pipe in a coma, and she sat there for 6 hours and while an executive laughed at her naked body out the window and told his employees not to call the police because it'd be a distract them from their telecommunications job. People just walked by the hundreds as a naked woman laid there. In big cities like Chicago and New York, routinely somebody stabbed in the street for hours. 2 years ago, a cop got hit in the middle of the road down the street from my house, and it said he laid there for 45 minutes till another officer drove by. Just let a cop lay there in the road. He died, by the way, from hemorrhaging in his brain. They said he could have saved him. They'd have got him to the hospital. I mean, we're a bunch of sicko demons. I'm just telling you right now. I'm weak-minded, too. I went to Walmart, folks. We got to stop it or we're going to hell, folks, here on Earth. You don't have to wait to go to the, you know, the real place. It'll be right here for you. Let's talk to Brock in Canada. Go ahead, Brock.
Hello, Alec.
Welcome.
I wanted to ask you a couple of things at least. First of all, what do you make of, you know, Bush pumping, going to the moon again? I think it's there's obviously an agenda behind there that I'm not too smart enough to see, but I instinctively don't like it.
Okay. I'm all for raw research, exploration, think it's great. The truth is money doesn't even matter. If you have a free market economy, people will simply create bigger businesses and institutions and ideas and inventions, and money is just the currency to smooth the wheels of commerce. We don't have a free market system. We have a fascistic system that communizes our wealth, transfers it to the military-industrial complex. And the tens of billions they want to spend going back to the moon and Mars will be used, not just as a political distraction, but most of that funding will go into black budget programs militarizing space, so a huge space platform can particle beam with radiation whoever they don't like, and you die that day of cancer, you know, of burns in your body that they declare as cancer. And they admit that's the weapons they want to put up there. They've already got some. So it's all a big black budget program. You know, it's like the $500 hammers, the $800 toilet seats at the Pentagon. It's just more sophisticated than that.
And also I wanted to ask, can you see upcoming in the next couple of years, say, where, say, the genocide treaties enforced, where Christians are hauled away to the court in The Hague?
Yes, they're already doing that. They're already setting that up. Supreme Court says they're going to follow it. Criticize any group according to your religion, and you will be arrested.
When do you foresee the reality of this taking place, where they ship people out? A couple
Pennsylvania
years?
Already passed a law that if a preacher reads from the Old Testament criticizing homosexuality, they can be held civilly and criminally liable. And then so the big denominations put out letters to their church saying, don't do this anymore. And they go, okay, part of my free country. Thanks for the call. So that's it's happening. It's how much of this will we put up with? Let's talk. And even if you agree with homosexuality, I think it's a great thing. Don't you agree with the First Amendment that somebody should be able to criticize it? No, they say. Okay, well, your free speech is going to get stopped, too, when you try to go protest Bush. And it is. It is me. And that's wrong. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Canada. Ian, go ahead.
Alex, how long is it going to take to put a spike to the heart of this suggestion that jet fuel burned the steel? Point one, everybody knows that those big black clouds of smoke with the red burning centers that blew out the side of the buildings was 99% of the jet fuel being blown out by sheer inertia. Point two, that jet fuel burns at 1,200 degrees.
Point three, the World Trade Center 7 was never hit by a plane, but imploded, and now the owner says they imploded it.
Yeah, well, the ones that were hit by planes, they were that jet fuel, of course it burns at 1,200 degrees, but only within the contained high-pressure, high-heat environment of a jet engine. And Colonel Jim Donaldson references, according to Flight 800, he said that the CIA's argument that the central fuel tank blew up, he said he could hold a Weber barbecue in one of those six-foot fuel tanks.
Yeah, they stuck matches in the video into jet fuel.
Right. Anybody who
it's designed not to explode.
Anybody who owns a wood stove knows that you can't ignite a three-inch log, even with a blowtorch, out in the free air. You need to put it in that high-heat contained environment of the stove. It's a completely phony argument. Everything you see on the tapes, black smoke, very little of it once the explosion.
Well, now we got the owner saying they blew up World Trade Center 7. Great points. Thanks for the call. John in Colorado. Last caller, because I want to re-air these clips and go back over WTC 7. Go ahead, John.
Well, how about the owners of the buildings, like you just said, the owner and the insurance companies? Isn't there insurance companies? Aren't they interested in knowing the truth?
Again, it's all owned. It's the military-industrial complex. These insurance companies got federal bailouts. The airlines got paid, what was it, $25 billion. That was enough for those airlines to run all their flights with no one on them, I think they said, for like 6 years. But then they declare all the layoffs and lay people off. It's all a big payoff, sir.
So they're all a part of it, the insurance companies, then?
Yes, the whole thing, sir, the whole thing. The the insurance companies are owned by the big banks that own the media, that own the defense contractors, that founded the CIA, that run the whole system.
That was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. And we've got evidence of that. We can go over that from top to bottom. There have been tens of billions of dollars paid out just in New York alone. In fact, that Red Cross money, half of it never went to the people. A bunch of it went to gun control groups. It didn't go to the firefighters. And then it went into, you know, other funds. And the federal government collected money and didn't give it to people. They tell them, waive all your rights to sue. The airlines, the city, the government, sign a non-disclosure agreement that you won't talk about it. We'll give you $1.3 million. And hundreds of families have said, no, we're not taking your payoff. We think you did it. Most of the families, 400 families are represented by Stanley Hilton. There's a bunch of other class action suits. But you'll never see them on television. We interview them here on this show on a routine basis. People ask, well, how are you still alive doing this? Because there's tens of thousands of websites. There's hundreds of talk show hosts. There are people in and out of government. There are people all over the place telling the truth. There's too many of us. What they're going to do is launch a major biological event or radiological event, try to smokescreen all this out, and then escalate the police state further. 9/11 was only the primer to get us prepared for this. We'll air the Silverstein comments about destroying the building and other clips when we get back and recap the WTC story. Stay with us. Stay the course.
Hey, boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com, we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This has been a great show today. I'm going to rebroadcast it tonight from 9 to midnight Central on your local AM or FM dial, or simulcasting on Global Shortwave at 5.085 or 6890, or the Internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can listen there as well. Please tell everybody about the show today. Tell them to tune in tonight, 9 to midnight, or from 1 to 4 p.m. when it re-airs again, because everybody needs to know the truth about this. And geometrically, if you tell others and they tell others, The globalists cannot stop us from exposing them. They count on us being ignorant. They count on us not being involved. They count on us not being informed about history and what they're up to. Before I play these final clips and go back over the WTC-7 being imploded by the globalist comments, if you really want to wake people up, my videos are the way to do it. I've made 10 films. The latest film is Matrix of Evil. The film before that, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Police State 3, Total Enslavement gets into the history of the New World Order, what it is, first 25 minutes, 2 hours, 40 minutes long, gets into the PNAC documents, gets in to the phoniness of the Iraq War, gets into all of it, gets into Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the cashless society control grid, the foreign troops, the government-run white slavery rings, gun control. It's all there. You need to have these videos. You need to have them now, folks. You need to order them. And it also supports this show. Get the videos, make copies. If you've already got them and haven't made copies and were impressed with them, make copies. Put them on Access. Give them to public officials. Toll-free number to order the videos or the books or the T-shirts or all the stuff we have at the website, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Films are $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. My book's $12, A Sitting Attorney, Paul Watson's 1995. We offer a lot of other great stuff as well. Exposing government-sponsored terrorism. That is so important. Here is the owner of the WTC in this PBS documentary talking about how they evacuated Building 7 that day and then how they decided to pull it, that is, demolish it. Go ahead and hit that clip.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this one of the things was pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Now, play the Dan Rather clip. Here's the Dan Rather clip. This is Dan Rather, seconds after it collapsed. Go ahead.
What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself. Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
All right, folks. Out of time for this show. We'll cover this more tomorrow. A lot of new developments being posted at PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight central. We'll also be on for 2 hours with Jeff Rentsch on his national show tonight. I found out Jeff's been trying to contact me for months to get me on the show on other issues. That's one of the emails I missed. So sorry for that. To all the folks running the show, to the sponsors, the affiliates, the listeners, number one, and, well, number God, number one, listeners, number two, thank you all. And please spread the word about this broadcast and expose the terrorists before they go to the next level of terror, and then it is to war in the streets. God bless.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-888-4438. 803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.